Oh, you're back. We had so much fun last time, didn't we? We did. I loved making you stroke your cock for me, making you come for me, and making you, well, you already know what we did and what we're about to do, don't you? You want to. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Maybe you've even already edged in preparation for it, so you can have as big a load as you can. Maybe you've been eating pineapple lately so that when it happens, you won't hesitate. Oh, cute. But don't worry about it just yet. For now, I just want you to relax. Make sure you're somewhere where you can lie down uninterrupted for a while. And I want you naked for this, from head to toe, but not just yet, because I want you to strip down for me slowly. Okay? Take off your shirt slowly, slowly, and show me how you like to be touched. Off your body. Just toss it on the floor. Then your pants. Keep your underwear on for a minute. Slide those pants down those strong legs. Yeah, now you're showing off. Just like that. Don't lose your balance. Step out of those bad boys and toss it over by the shirt. I want you to notice how your underwear feel for a minute. Notice how you're feeling. Yeah? Is your breath quickening already for me? Is your heart beating a little faster than normal? Thought of what you're going to do for me. Yeah, feel alive. And know that it's okay to be nervous. Or maybe you're excited to be doing this. Are you? Are you excited at the thought of my voice in your ear, egging you on? Making you eat your own cum, my little cum slut. Maybe you're even already starting to salivate at the thought of tasting yourself over me. Are you that much of a slut? Is your mouth already watering? Imagining filling your needy mouth with your own creamy, milky spunk. I bet you're already imagining how it's going to taste, aren't you? How it's going to feel in your mouth without me even ordering you to. Because, let's be honest, you are so eager to get started. I can tell. How do you think it'll taste, babe? Salty? Maybe even sweet? But you'll take it no matter how it tastes, won't you? For me. Because I asked you to. If you've tried to eat your cum before, only to chicken out at the last second, don't worry. This time, we're going to make sure you taste that delicious cream that deep down you know you crave. I like it. Why wouldn't you? I know you kept your underwear on like I asked you to because you're a good boy. Now focus on what's going on down there. Is your underwear feeling a little, feeling tighter and tighter as your cock gets harder and harder for me? You are already hard for from listening to what I've been saying, right? Thinking about what you're going to do, about what I'm going to make you do to yourself. My heart is beating faster. Do you feel your blood rushing to your cock? Is it twitching and throbbing, maybe aching? How about your balls? Can you feel them contracting, tightening? Are they already so eager to pump that cum into your mouth? I bet. Maybe you're even leaking a little already. Is your underwear sticky with pre-cum? I think you should check. Pull it off now. Slowly. Slowly. Show me how you like to be touched. That's right. All the way naked for me. Now take a good look at that cock. Tell me, is it aching to be touched? Aching to come already? And how about you? Are you already aching to swallow every last drop? Good boy. If your cock is already leaking, why don't you be a sweet little pet and try a taste? A little early present. Take your fingers and lick your pre-cum off of them. Don't you dare touch yourself otherwise. Not yet. Suck it off. How is it? Sticky? Salty? Does it make you crave the real deal? If you want, you have my permission to milk out any extra pre-cum and taste that too, okay? Don't worry if you aren't leaking any yet. Some boys ooze, some boys dribble, some boys just explode. One last thing before you lie down. Find your box of tissues or whatever you've been coming into, and put it as far away from you as possible. Heck, even unlock your door and set it outside before locking it again. Or hide it under your bed, shove it in your closet, whatever. Just make sure it's going to be hard to reach later. Don't worry about why right now. You'll find out soon enough. Now you can lie down. I'd prefer it if you prop yourself up with a pillow too. I want you to see everything. I want you to be able to see your balls shifting and tightening. I want you to see every droplet of pre-cum that leaks from your tip. Every beat of your heart, making your cock bob and throb in delicious agony. And I want the sight of these things to make you crave your own cum more and more. As you watch your body getting ready to shoot that load, I want you to also think about how ready you are to swallow. Don't videos of girls swallowing thick, creamy loads turn you on? Maybe you're even watching some videos as you listen to me. It's an idea. Don't you think it's only right for you to try some yourself? If only just to see what the fuss is about. I like Take your hand and lightly start to pump yourself, barely touching it. Slowly. Gently. That's right. With your other hand, you can feel free to taste any pre-cum that appears, but don't you dare use it for extra stimulation. I want you edging yourself slowly so that when the time comes, you'll have the biggest load possible. Doesn't that excite you? The thought of producing so much cum for yourself, as much as you can. I hope you're hungry. We're going to make sure you get as much protein as your mouth can fit. Maybe even more. Yeah, you can go a little faster now. Stroke a little harder. A little more pleasurably. Are you close to the edge already, baby? Focus on your balls for a second. Balls. Are they tightening? Getting ready to shoot that cum. That cum that you're so desperate to taste. Are they just aching, begging for release? You can take your other hand and squeeze them a little if you want. As hard or as soft as you desire. Just make sure you're thinking about the sperm they're producing as we speak. The sperm you're going to be tasting soon. Oh, yeah, soon. It'll be so good, don't you think? The potent, masculine, heady flavor. Yum. Oh, yum. Keep stroking. I bet you're starting to go a little harder, a little faster, thinking about the cum you're going to eat. Oh, you can't wait, can you? Are you thinking of the times you chickened out? All the times you lost interest right after coming? It's going to be different this time. I promise. You have me. Stroke harder, faster, and stay on that edge. There you go. Listen to my voice and think about how good it's going to taste. Can you already imagine? Imagine what it will be like after tasting your pre-cum. Stroke for me, baby. There's only so much flavor in your pre-cum, though. I bet the real deal is going to be so much thicker, saltier, tastier. I can taste it just thinking about it. Can you? There you go. Stay close to that edge for me. No coming. It's so frustrating, isn't it? But what's the point of eating your own cum if you're not producing the best specimen possible? Stay on that edge. Right there. Ride it. But don't you dare come. I wonder. Oh. Are you scared at the thought of eating your cum? Don't worry. If this is going to be your first time, pet, don't worry. Because I'll make sure it won't be your last when you're done. I hope you're as addicted to your own taste as I am. I bet you won't even think about shooting into a tissue. Ever again. Such a waste. Okay, No hands off. No touching. You better be leaking steadily. Make an O with your fingers and wrap it around the base of your cock for me. Squeezing it hard. And now milk it. Milk it slowly upwards, making sure you get every last bit of pre-cum. And then take your other hand and scoop it up and eat it. It's not an option this time. You will lick every drop you can because I told you to. Don't rush. I want you to savor that taste on your tongue. Isn't it good? Salty and warm and sticky. Imagine how delicious the real deal will be. It'll be better. Your pre-cum is already so tasty, isn't it? From now on, I want you tasting that gooey goodness as fast as your body can produce it. Nothing goes to waste. That's an order. Although you'd do it for me anyway, wouldn't you? I know you can't resist. You dirty little slut. You're addicted, just like me. Now start stroking again. Oh, it's starting to feel good, isn't it? Every part of you, all the way from deep inside your tightening balls to your throbbing shaft to your pulsing tip. All that heat, all that lust. So much of it that your body just has to release some of it so you can keep going. Without going insane. That's that delicious pre-cum that you can't seem to stop leaking. That you can't stop tasting. Liquid desire. So warm, salty, and sticky. Isn't it irresistible how good it tastes? And to think that you've wasted so much of it in the past. I am sad for that. After this, I don't think you'll ever waste it, will you? You won't resist the temptation to taste it again, with or without my voice in your ear. And this is just the appetizer, baby. The main course is yet to come. Keep riding that itch. Good boy. Keep riding that itch. I want you right on the brink. That's it. Such a good boy. Such a good little slut. I want you to imagine that it's me. Jerking you off, that I'm right behind you, reaching around from behind and taking you into my hand. My hand is so full. Imagine my breasts pressed against your back, my breath in your ear as I whisper these dirty, dirty things to you, biting your earlobe. I slow my hand down until I'm almost not pumping you at all. Just holding your cock with my hand. Pulsating. Wanting. Needing. Feel my other hand as it slides down your stomach to your balls. I'm going to squeeze them and purr in your ear. I'm going to make you eat your own gum. I'm going to make you taste that delicious cream right from the source. And you're going to beg me to let you do this every Good boy. Start pumping. No more jerking. I want you thrusting your hips. Rock them as I keep my hand in place. Fuck my hand. When you bring your fingers to your lips to taste your pre-cum, you are sucking on them too. Nibbling a little. Those are my fingers. You like sucking on them, don't you? You must have a little oral fixation. Tasting, sucking, swallowing. You love it. Why else would you be listening to this right now? Why else would you have clicked play? Why else would you want to eat your own cum? You needy little slut. Keep pumping. Go harder. Faster. My hand starts to move in rhythm with your thrusts, but don't you dare stop rocking those hips. Fucking your hand. My hand. Oh, God. Are you close? You better be right after this, because I want you on that edge. I need you on the brink of exploding. I want you right. Fucking straddling that edge. Well, don't you dare come. If you feel yourself starting to tip over, take your hands off. Don't you dare spill out that seed unless it's going into your mouth. Stay riding that edge. Slow down or speed up when you need to. Just make sure your whole body is aching for me. Just begging to explode. Load for me. I love watching you shake and shudder. Fuck. Convulsing. Feeling you against me. Watching your muscles clench as your body gets ready. Ready to eat your cum. You dirty little slave. You dirty little slut. My pet. I love seeing how worked up you're getting over this orgasm. This pleasure that's going to be denied to you. Oh, oops. Did I forget to mention that part? I'm sorry. Not sorry. Maybe you should just take your hands off for now. Stop pumping. Put your hands by your side or behind your head, at least while I explain. Oh, I know it's hard, but do it for me. Do it because you're a good boy. You like making me happy, don't you? Right. Because you are my good boy. Perfect. Now let me explain. You'll still get to swallow your load. I promise you. I promised you that at the beginning, that I would make sure you taste every last delicious drop. And you will. But here's the deal. You're going to ruin your orgasm for me. And really, it's for your own sake, too. If you've ever tried to eat your cum before, you probably lost that spark, that arousal, that desire to do it right after orgasm. Suddenly, the hottest thing in the world is the last thing you want to do. Maybe you were wondering how I was so convinced that I could get you to do it this time. Well, if you ruin for me, first of all, it'll make me so happy to see you denying yourself that ultimate bliss, proving to me how obedient you are, my good boy. But it'll also mean that you stay hot and bothered even after you finish shooting, won't you? You're seeing it now, aren't you? You'll have no problem swallowing every last glorious drop. You'll empty your balls and fill your mouth with every rope of hot, thick seed that your body can produce. And this time, you'll drink it all up without hesitation. And honestly, you might even crave more. And that's not all. The thought of ruining your orgasm is exciting enough, but you must be harder than ever. Even with your hands by your sides, ruining isn't the only thing to be excited about, because I have something else in store. Well, I have your attention, don't I? Before I tell you, I want you to beg to hear this part. I haven't heard your voice in a while, and frankly, I'm beginning to forget how much you want to do this. You still want to do this, don't you, my good little pet? Then beg. Say, please, Miss Wendy, please tell me what you're going to do to me. Please tell me what you're going to make me do to myself. I'll do anything you ask. Say it. Say it and mean it. That's right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. What I'm going to make you do to yourself. And I'm going to love watching you do anything I ask. Good boy. My good sweet pet. You didn't even ask to start stroking again, even though I can tell how desperate you are to touch yourself, to taste some more of that brie cum that's been leaking. But you may do so all the same. I'm so generous. It's my little reward to you. Start jerking again. However you want. Thrusting or not thrusting. Just make sure you're not getting as close to the brink as you were before, okay? Why? Well, because it would be such a waste to come now. More than ever, when I'm about to tell you what happens next. You see, ruining your orgasm might be enough to get you to eat your own load, but that's not. I told you we would make sure you take all of it. How can I know for sure that you won't keep pumping even after I tell you to stop? You're a good boy and you would never dream of disobeying me, right? But sometimes, in the heat of the moment, you just can't stop yourself. That's why, to make sure you take your own load, I'll need you to get in position. Get close to a wall. Keep your shoulders down on the floor or on the bed, whatever it is, and put your feet up against the wall. Walk them up so your cock is just above your mouth. Have you seen this in porn before? Do you like where this is going? Because I do. When you're positioned like this, your cum will have nowhere to go but your mouth. No detours, no stomach, no floor. It might land a little on your face if you still decide to chicken out, but think about it. Which one is going to be messier? Remember those tissues I made you put away? Are you really going to search for those with your face covered in that sticky mess? With your legs in the air and your cock, your beautiful cock hovering over your mouth? It'll be so easy to take your own load. I can already taste it. Can you? I'm so jealous. Make me jealous, pet. I can't eat it. Eat it for me. Keep pumping, and without hurting yourself, get your cock as close to that kissable mouth as you can. I want it, oh, so close to your needy little tongue, poised and ready to give you your protein. That hot sperm. You must be so desperate to gulp it down by now. You've been afraid to taste it in the past, haven't you? It's okay. But at this point, it's the only thing on your mind. Salty, creamy, so potent, so masculine, and so hot. Don't you love watching girls swallow it? Doesn't it always look so tasty? It is. This time you get to try it for real. No more chickening out. Not for you, darling. Get to that edge. This is it. This time you won't have to take your hands off. At least not until you're swallowing that last drop. How close can you get to your cock right now? Or more specifically, how close can you get that dripping tip to your tongue? I want you lapping up that pre-cum that it's leaking out of your cock right from the source this time. No more bringing your fingers to your mouth. Not unless you're sucking hard on them. Who was I kidding? Of course you are. Doesn't that pre-cum taste so much better on tap? That liquid lust going straight from your cock to your. If you're flexible enough, maybe you can get your tongue on it. Don't hurt yourself, pet. But if you can, kiss it. Maybe even suck it. Oh, doesn't that feel so fucking good? I've heard that sucking yourself off feels more like giving than receiving. But you don't mind, do you? I bet you fucking love. That you would lick me and suck me and swallow me down with a smile on your face. You have an oral obsession, don't you? If you can't reach, just suck on your fingers. Think about your cock, you desperate little slut. You just fucking need something in your mouth, don't you? You've been sucking and tasting like such a good boy. Well, now it's finally time to swallow. I'm going to give you a nice countdown of 10. Each number will bring you closer and closer to coming. On 2, I want you to get your hands off and just leave 1 or 2 fingers in place to make sure you're aiming at where you should be aiming. On 0, you will spill it, all of it, and you'll finally get to taste what you've been missing out on what I've been craving, on what you have been fucking craving. Ready? 10. Pleasure spiking, hands jerking your cock. Oh, fuck. 9. Faster and harder. Does that pre-cum taste good, pet? Are you ready for the real deal? 8. You want it. You need it. It's going to taste so good. Your nice heavy balls are ready to explode, ready to erupt. You must be salivating right now. I am. Are you thirsty, baby? Thirsty to taste yourself for me? both know your pre-cum isn't enough. 6 spikes of pleasure shooting through you as your balls contract and tighten and your cock leaks more and more. 5 your body convulsing as you clench your muscles, as your body gets ready to eat your own cum. 4 you dirty little pet, you dirty little slut. 3 almost there. Feel it building, stronger, ready to explode, ready to erupt. If you can get your tongue on it, now's the time. 2 hands off, just 1 or 2 fingers to keep it in place. 1 you're fucking doing this. 0 come for me. Come for me like a good boy. Spill it into your mouth for me. That's right. All of it. Feel your balls depositing every last delicious drop into your tongue. Every spurt of that salty sperm that we fucking crave. That's it. That's it. We're cum sluts together. You and me, and we don't want to waste it. We want to taste it. And we want every last drop we can get. Don't we? Yes, we do. Feel your muscles squeezing and clenching as they shoot out every hot robe into your mouth. Every thick spurt of your most intimate fluid. Don't you dare spit or swallow it until I tell you to. Take your hand at the base of your cock and milk out every last little drop into your open mouth. Use your fingers to scoop up the rest and suck on them if you have to. Yeah, that's right. I want every last bit of it. And I want you to hold it in your mouth, letting it coat your tongue. Oh, God. That was so fucking hot. Let's just rest a little. Do your balls feel empty? I sure hope so. I hope you got every last bit your body had to offer. That cum is so nice in your mouth, isn't it? I'd kiss you if I were there. Savor it. The texture, the flavor. Is it salty? Maybe even a little sweet? Is it thick and creamy? So jealous. Must feel so good knowing you've finally done it. And let it ooze around your tongue. That heady masculine flavor. Your hot liquid desire where it belongs. In your needy little slut mouth. That's where it's always belonged, pet. Coat every inch of the inside of your cheeks and tongue with that warm milk. Isn't that nice? You can swallow a bit now. I hope you came a lot. Now swallow a bit more. Notice how good it feels going down your throat. Oh, good boy. Now swallow all of it. Nice. Now you can relax for a bit. Slowly ease yourself down. Your back might be a little stiff, but it's worth it, wasn't it? Are you still horny? Did ruining your orgasm leave you unsatisfied? You're such a good boy, ruining for me. I hope you understand why I had you ruin it. Just lie down and close your eyes for me. Is there an aftertaste for from swallowing down your own cream? How is it? Does it turn you on even more? Or are you all tuckered out? What if I tell you not to think of it as an aftertaste, but as a preview for next time? Because you're coming back for more, aren't you? Oh, good boy. I know you will. If you weren't addicted already, one or two more listens and you might be. Maybe you won't ever go back to shooting in tissues after finding out how delicious you taste. Maybe you'll even start eating more pineapple. I know, darling. You did so good. I know you'll be back for more. I hope you're addicted to your own taste. You've been such a good boy. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you for your obedience, for your flexibility, for your being adventurous with me, for eating your own cum. It's not always easy, is it? But it must have been satisfying doing what I say. Don't forget to grab those tissues you stashed away. Maybe you can put them in the front room because you don't need them anymore, do you? I'll see you soon either way. Good job, pet. Good job.